Okay, so you love building websites, doing website design and everything about it, but you hate getting clients. If that's you, then I have got a special opportunity for you in this episode. I think you're really going to love it. So take notes, dive in, cancel out all your distractions. If you're driving or something, that's great. You can listen and be really intent on what we're saying here. I think this episode has the power to actually change your life if you'll apply it. I want to talk this time on subscription web design about the power and opportunity of white labeling, okay? White labeling is this incredible opportunity in web design that is unlike so many other sorts of companies. Now, there are other corollaries out there and things that you can do in various industries, but in web design, this is something that it's so powerful. And as the world moves forward and we do more and more remote work each and every day, this has become a much more acceptable and widespread practice. And it's something that we can all take advantage of. Now, one of the things when it comes to subscription web design that makes this especially powerful is in the very beginning, when you're first starting out, it can be really hard to build up the financial runway necessary for you to have a successful business and be able to especially support it full time. And I totally understand this. I have said from the very beginning, I've been very consistent on this point in letting people know that when I was building my subscription-based web design business, I was doing it on the side. I had a full-time job that paid the bills and everything for me and my family, so I wasn't hurting for money in that regard. I mean, I wasn't making the most money at that job, but I was making enough for us to get by. And my business was something that built up on the side. I could take my time with it, and I did. I built it up slowly. Sometimes I wish I'd built it faster, but I did. I built it up pretty slowly. And the reality is I had income to rely on that many of you, especially if you're already doing web design full-time on a traditional model, may not. So if you're somebody right now who is in a full-time job, that's not something to despise. That's something to be grateful for. Do the best job you can while you're there. And then when you're not there, work hard on building up your subscription revenue so that it can tide you over and actually help you make that jump full-time if that's your goal one day. All right. Now, one of the things that can help you do this faster is by having what I call foundation client, a foundation client. Okay. And for me, there's two categories of foundation client. Number one is a white label relationship, right? This is a relationship that, like we're going to talk about this time around, that can help you work underneath of another agency, not as a full-time employee, but essentially as a contractor, right? So you can basically build websites for another agency. They sell the product, their brand name is on it and everything. But on the back end, you did the site and you may be a freelancer or you may even have your whole own agency, okay? Obviously, we have an agency and we still white label for two or three other service providers. Okay. And so we're working under their brand name, but we're doing white label fulfillment for them and even talking on behalf to their clients sometimes and everything. Okay. So doing this, you know, these foundation client relationships like white labeling are a great way to actually build up that income because your white label client can actually get you the business and pay you more money depending on the relationship that you have and pay you larger amounts of money than you would be able to get from traditional clients at this stage. The other kind of foundation client that I talk about, which we're not going to go into much on this episode, but they are more high value retainer clients. So they might be clients who need your services, maybe the breadth of what you offer, you know, be it web design, graphic design, copywriting, email marketing. They might want to use you for everything that you can do because you're really more than a web designer, right? You are sort of an online business specialist, really. And they can use your service for 3 to 5 hours a week, pay you on a monthly retainer model or even a weekly retainer model or something. And again, it would be like working more full-time, not totally full-time, but it would be devoting a more significant portion of your time every month to a particular client. And then you would work out a payment arrangement with them that works in both ways, okay? So these are great options that are both, in my view, within the realm of subscription web design that can help really tide you over and start get things moving for you while you're working on building up your own personal clientele of the clients who maybe make up those smaller chunks of income for those one-off builds, whether they be custom or template. So using a white label relationship and Using white label relationships and seeking these out can really be a fantastic way to start getting your business off of the ground. So what are some advantages to this? Okay, there's lots of pros. There's one big con, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, but there are lots of pros. First, you let other people do the selling. Now, this is really great because the amount of web designers that I talk to who hate selling is like almost all of them, okay? There's a few of you out there that love selling and you love, you know, peopling and, you know, interactions with people. But man, I come across a lot of web designers who just really don't like the selling and business development aspect of it. They feel like in order to have the freedom they want in life, they have to be an entrepreneur. But if they had it their way, they would just be a technician. Now, there is some entrepreneurial, you know, like skill that goes into becoming a white label partner. You still have to have those deals, but the skill set is a little bit different. For example, when you're negotiating a white label deal, it's actually quite appropriate to talk technical details and the tools that you're going to use and ideas that you have for improving websites and things like that. Well, you can't really talk that stuff with clients, right? You have to keep things really bottom shelf when talking with clients. But if you're talking with a fellow agency owner and their technicians that might work there already, then you have a different kind of relationship. And even in the sales process, it's a lot different than when you're trying to sell a client on the benefits of web design who doesn't already understand web design. I hope you can understand that those are two wildly different things. And even though they're both sales conversations in a sense, they're two entirely different kind of sales conversations. So if, and you don't have to have the others more often. And you don't have to have white label sales conversations as often. You know, you might need 30 regular clients for your business to really succeed full time, whereas maybe you need 3 white label clients. You see, it's a big, big difference when somebody else is doing the selling for you and you're just being handed projects by them. By the way, what's cool about this is it is like having a job. This is the next pro, really, but not. Right? It's like having a job in that you're being paid more by one customer than you would be by lots of smaller customers. And there's stability there because I think you can and should build these white label relationships on a retainer model, on a subscription model. That's how I've always done it. I realize there's lots of other options out there, and this may depend a little bit on where you are in the world, but you don't have to price by the website or by the hour or by the job. Okay, you can actually say, no, look, I will actually give you a discount on my rate for a monthly retainer of X amount of hours minimum per week. If it's more than that, then I'll charge you extra for that at the same discounted rate. But I want a bare minimum of this amount of money, and this is going to save you money if we keep the work within these parameters. So again, there's ways that you can structure a deal like this. And a lot of times, I mean, you're not employed by them. So you know, you have freedom. You have a lot of the same entrepreneurial freedom that you would want to have if you were just totally working for your own clients, even though you're working for somebody else's. It's really that perfect middle ground between having all of your own small clients and then having a job on the other hand. So I think this is a really lucrative and interesting route for a lot of web designers that I think you should really be considering. Another cool thing about this is, look, the reality is connections make the world's go round. Connections make the world go around, okay? The more that you network with other web designers and agencies and work under them as white label providers, the more connections that you're making. You're making connections with the business owners that you are doing work for, even though it's under their brand. You are connecting with more and more agency owners and maybe the technicians that work for them or other white label collaborators that they've hired, and you're all working together. You know, my team is essentially a full team of white label collaborators. And so I am the common link. I brought them together and networked them together when otherwise they may have never have been together. And they have opportunities to even do some of their own work together in other contexts as well. Okay, so it's like bringing a team together and helping to build those connections within the industry. And that's ultimately how you end up with more business down the road. I've covered this a little bit, but let me be really specific with this pro, and that is 5 clients instead of 50. Not a bad gig, right? Imagine having 5 instead of 50. Now, see, here's the thing. You could argue that 5 is better than 50 and 1 is better than 5, but having 1 client is what we call a full-time job. Do you see the difference? And if you got 1 client and it's a full-time job, then they have full control over you and your freedom and your hours and your pay. Whereas when you're in a white label relationship and you've got more like 3 to 5 clients instead of 30 to 50, then you still get to retain a lot of that freedom. You can actually hire freelancers to work under you if you want to, as long as that's okay with the agency, and build out your whole own white label agency that way. Totally possible. There are lots of agencies out there that do this, and I would recommend it for you. Now, before we wrap up for this episode, I hope that, you know, at this point, you're really starting to consider the idea of white labeling as a viable option. By the way, I definitely think this is a topic we should talk more about on the podcast, and we'll continue to, and you know, in more of our content, even behind the scenes and in our membership program, we started talking about this a little bit on our last member call, and I think it'll probably be coming up again in the very near future, because it's a huge opportunity for people in these days. Let the salespeople do their jobs, let the technicians do their jobs, and whichever one you are is perfectly fine, okay? So I really do think it matters, and it's cool that you could get away with 3 to 5 clients instead of 30 to 50 and really find something that fits for you, okay? So we're going to talk about this more, but there is one big con. There's one big con, and it's a big one. I'm not going to lie. It's a really big one, and a limiting one, and a hampering one for when you're ready to move on, and you have to figure out how to deal with it, okay? And the big con is this, is that there's no attribution that you did the work. No attribution that you did the work, okay? So you're not putting your brand and your link at the bottom of that website. You're putting your white label partners, okay? It's theirs that goes there, not yours. Now, that's a big con. You can't, unless you get permission, you can't even use those items in your portfolio. Okay. You got to get permission for that. And even so, you're going to have to be careful how you word that. You know, you might say that you did this work in collaboration with another provider. You probably need the client's permission. That might get a little weird. Okay. So just know that that is a pretty big con. There's no attribution for that. One white label designer in the Divi community specifically, her name is Leslie Bernal. I know that she was so in demand as a white label provider. Now, this probably won't apply to you, but I'm just going to put it out there. She got so in demand because her work was so good that she said, look, I don't have any more slots. Like, there's nobody else that can work together with me because I don't have any more. And what she would do, she actually charged more for her white label work than she would her normal work, not less. Why? Because she was giving up the marketing and branding power of that attribution, right? Because she couldn't put her link, because she couldn't use the project in her portfolio, she charged more. Now, do I think that's possible? If you're really good. I mean, if you are really good, oversubscribed, in demand, I wouldn't count on that. But hey, if you get really good at what you do, you know, it is a possibility that you could actually make more doing white label in that sense than otherwise. Look, I so value the white label relationships that I have been able to build over the past few years. And we do a lot of work for our own clients, but we're also doing a lot of work for white label clients too. People who love to go out, make connections with their audience. It might be an entirely different audience or an entirely different customer base than what I have access to. And doing that work, I think, is fantastic because it just widens our horizons and allows us to do more work. And it's the ultimate leverage, right? I can create one relationship with somebody that results in 50 clients versus having to go out and create 50 client relationships all on my own, okay? Again, it's not always the most ideal, but it's a really useful tool to have in your tool belt, and I think white labeling could make a big difference for some of you as you're starting to launch your business. Well, I hope you found that helpful. Please like, share, subscribe, leave a comment, rate, you know, tell all your friends about it. We would love to find more people listening to the Subscription Web Design Podcast because I think it will help you, and I think it will help them. All right, God bless. You guys take care. See you in the next one. Hey there, it's Steve, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode of the show. You know, one of the biggest questions that I get is, okay, Steve, I'm excited. I love this idea of subscription web design, but I have no clue where to get started. If that's you, go to subscriptionwebdesign.com right now, enter your best email address, and I'm going to send you an exclusive training that I did on the 5 models of subscription web design that will show you the options that are available to you and give you some things to think about on how to get started. And for a limited time, time, I'm going to include my contract template for subscription web design. I've been asked multiple times to provide this template, and it's usually only available to my paying students. It's a $100 value, but it's yours free. Just go to subscriptionwebdesign.com and enter your best email address there, and I'll send those right to you, as well as send you daily email tips from the trenches of running my agency. See you over there at subscriptionwebdesign.com.